were reportedly purchased from locals with the crew unaware of their protected status. The confiscated birds are currently quarantined at the Dobbo Wildlife Conservation Station before being released back into their natural habitat. That was Newsline.
Sanggupkah kau berjanji itu tetap di sini? akan pisah lagi.
Na na na. Song Indonesia.
The beaches in Lombok have long been known to be beautiful and amazing. This also makes the Thousand Island Mosque now one of the favorite destination of foreign tourists. The foreign tourists are thirsty for the panorama of virgin nature and rarely touched by humans. One of them is Sagar Beach. Sagar Beach is one of the legendary and popular attractions in Central Lombok Regency. The exact position is in the Sukadane village area, Pujut district, including one of the mainstay of Mandalika. This beach is actually still in line with Kuta Beach, Lombok. The two destinations are only about 2 kilometers apart. A visitor departing from Lombok International Airport, it takes about 30 minutes to get to Sagar Beach. If you want to stay in the Senggigi area, the trip will take about 1.5 hours. Visitors does not need to worry about access. The condition of the road to the Mandalika area is very good. The Sagar Beach area is quite extensive. There are several points that you can explore to enjoy its natural beauty. Each side of this destination offers different panorama, also spoils the eye. For those who want to see the charm of the beautiful Sagar Beach from a height, you can go up to the hill around the beach. In Sagar Beach, you will find a row of statues around the beach. The statues are on the North Beach, where the ocean current are calmer. You will see a kind of monument that depicts a princess about how to free herself from three men. This statue is none other than the legend of Princess Mandalika. The Sasak people believe that Sagar Beach is the location of Princess Mandalika to drown herself. Until now, the legend continues to be preserved through the Baunyale festival. When the annual event is held, residents will be busy trying to catch sea worms. This animal is believed to be a congratulations of Princess Mandalika. So that was our segment, Indonesian Wonder, featuring Sagar, Lombok Beach. I'm Niko Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Jantung Nusantara.
sekali lagi padamu ku bawakan rindu yang kau pesan kutu. Aku di sini untukmu, sekali lagi untukmu, percayalah lagi kau bunyai. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Hidup adalah tentangmu, selalu saja tentangmu. Sepertinya kau adalah candu bagiku. Kau buat aku tak mampu, selalu saja tak mampu menahan perasaanku atas dirimu. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku. Getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu. Sungguh kasmaran aku kepadamu. Pun aku merasakan getaranmu, mencintaiku seperti ku mencintaimu.
Region of East Java. Where Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past, wondrous ancient architecture, and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. Still, the exotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary. ordinary feast exhilarates. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Variety. This is a land of historical significance, where the old days are celebrated, local cuisine cherished. Beyond the city, preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store.
RRE Digital.
Hello, listener. Some good news has come to Indonesia, of course, where Indonesian server Bronson Meidi wins WSL Junior Championship. For those of you who don't know, WSL is, of course, the World Surf League 2024 World Junior Championship held in San Juan, La Union, the Philippines on Saturday. For those of you who love the sea, and of course, if you love to surf on the island, this is really interesting. Because in the final stream live on YouTube by the WSL, the 20-year-old scored a total of 18.80 points, defeating Australian server Winter Vincent, who earned 17.84 points. Vincent initially led the competition with the scores of 8.77 and 9.7 points, putting him temporarily ahead. However, Meidi delivered a perfect score of 10 points for his first wave using aerial serving techniques and added 8.80 points to his scoreline, securing the championship title and making history for the Indonesian serving. For the 2024 World Junior Championship, the Indonesian national serving team featured two male athletes, Meidi and Imade Pajar Ariana, who ranked the highest in the men's junior tour in Asia. So, for our listener, it is super fun. Speaking of the ocean, of course, I would love to go, especially riding the waves and just handling the tides like a pro, surfing through life. Not surfing through life, but surfing through our problems without any worries, because that is super fun to do and maybe your activity for the weekend. And let's continue listening to the song from Nora Ayu, Pemilik Rindu.
Hello?
Kalau dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji,
abdi dalam do not call it salary. It's just salary in dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cars. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cars for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When facing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Japanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understands customs and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, Terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name, Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalinggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abidalam is a person who can spread Japanese culture, which is followable and worth maintaining. So Abidalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abidalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi dalam itu abdi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan
abdi dalam, abdi budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is abdi dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that abdi dalam won. That's how abdi dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become abdi dalam for 22 years. To become abdi dalam, they need to register and get reference from another abdi dalam.
Saya di wisuda jajar itu
I became jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Kraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari jajar dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
you,
itu
jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years becoming bekal nom or bekal muda. After 5 years it becomes bekal tua or bekal sepuh, lurah or sub district head, Wedono, Rio, region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's first district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough.
Nah, iya.
Not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja.
Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugihjiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or shadow puppet and ketoprak or Japanese history based play, but also philosophy culture. That causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati, to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di Kraton itu,
when Kraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam.
Ketika ada
not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into Kraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on the land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung, sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalam SG or Suman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parang Tritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, public relations officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur, gitu. Bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
kata begini pada geli-geli di perutku. Bukannya senyum sendiri, aku malah pusing mikirin kamu yang sedang bersamanya. Bersandar menjadi hangat peluknya di saat aku yang juga kau cinta harus sembunyi hanya untuk bertemu. Mengerti aku ini hanya rahasia, berbagi waktu dengan dia. Tak ingin semua rahasia sia-sia. Mengerti aku hanya orang kedua, berbagi kamu dengan dia. Tak ingin semua rahasia sia-sia. Menjadi hangat peluknya di saat aku yang juga kau cinta harus sembunyi hanya untuk bertemu. Oh, mengerti aku ini hanya rahasia, berbagi waktu dengan dia. Tak ingin semua rahasia sia-sia. Mengerti aku hanya orang kedua, berbagi kamu dengan dia.
Atau dia kehilangan kamu satu-satunya fobia. Ku bukan simpanan macam uang tabungan. But if you pick me, promise you're my only one.
Malah jadi rahasia cintamu dan dia. Hatiku tak kuasa melihat kau dalam peluknya. Meski aku ini hanya rahasia, berbagi waktu dengan dia. Sia-sia.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. The Ministry of Social Affairs of PKP integrate unified data for social housing. DPR member urges public to ensure active BPJS for free health checkups. And now the news in details. The Minister of Social Affairs and the Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas are collaborating to integrate unified data for social housing programs. This initiative aims to synchronize interventions and enhance the effectiveness of social welfare programs. The integrated data is expected to be operational by March 2025, facilitating better advocacy and service delivery to the community.
Moving on to the second news. Neti Prasetyadi, a member of Commission 9 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, has reminded the public to ensure their BPJS Kesehatan cards are active to benefit the government free health checkup programs. She emphasized that an active BPJS card is essential for accessing these services and urged individuals to verify their membership status and address any issues promptly. Additionally, Neti called on the government to assist inactive JKN participants, particularly those unable to pay premiums, and to ensure that healthcare facilities in remote areas are adequately prepared to provide these services. And that was Newsline.